Are you ready, Pete?
Are we actually doing this again?
Buckle up, my friend. Buckle up. The Andrew and Pete Show is back. Whether you've listened to season one or are joining us for the first time, welcome. This is the show about online and digital marketing where top experts in their field battle it out to become the ultimate marketing champion.
In this podcast, you're going to learn a ton. You're going to laugh a ton. And you're going to cry a ton. Probably from laughing so much. Because we believe that marketing should be unboring. And you're going to learn a ton more if you're having fun along the way.
You're about to hear some top marketing experts like you've never heard them before. In fact, this is how Carlos Gil described the recording process.
This podcast has been almost like as painful as a rectal exam, like all the questions you guys have asked.
Uh-huh, that's what we've put them through. But speaking of the guests, who have we got?
We only get the best on the Andrew and Pete Show. We want marketers who are at the top of their game, teaching you what is working right now in the marketing space.
We have the leading thought leader on Facebook marketing,
the top two Instagram thought leaders,
the godfather of recurring revenue,
a prolific podcaster and podcast marketing expert,
a leading YouTuber and video marketing expert,
a social media pro who has worked with companies like Winn-Dixie and even LinkedIn on their social strategy.
A PR and online marketing pro known for creating the most talk-worthy online content.
Someone who is consistently ranked as one of the top content marketers and speakers in the world.
And one of the top Facebook ads experts who started their career dressed like a grandma.
Boom! That's right. Let's say hello.
Hi, I'm Andrew Vall, and I have been training for this podcast for years.
Hey, everyone. My name is Carlos Gil. I'm an award-winning Snapchat storyteller, and you're not.
Hey, this is Ink Fairy. As people know us as the Fighting Irish, I'm going to go in and beat all them losers on the Pete and Andrew or Andrew and Pete show, whatever you call it.
Hi, I'm Janet Murray. I think that as Brits, we often get really underestimated. So I really want to show what us Brits are capable of.
I am Jen Herman, and I will take down all of these other experts because I am the best.
I am Mari Smith, Facebook marketing expert, best one in the world, and look out contestants, I am going to win.
Hey, this is Mark Asquith. I'm the Ivan Drago of marketing. You guys do not stand a chance.
Hey, I'm Mike Morrison, one half of the membership guys, and honestly, everyone else involved in this season, you've got no chance. Andrew and Pete, they're my neighbors.
I'm Subi Zimmerman, and I teach Instagram market, and you all are going down.
My name is Tim Schmoyer, and maybe the rest of you are used to winning because you got a participation trophy when you grew up and just showed up. There's no participation trophy here. I show up, I dominate, I'm going to win.
Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. These guys brought the absolute A game.
Now, let's kick this off in homage to our Season 1 champion, Jay Akunzo, with this brand new game.
It's time to get low. It's the Andrew and Pete Show.
Squirt Gun Justice.
Hey, Tim Schmoyer, we're going to play Squirt Gun Justice. Here's the rules.
In Squirt Gun Justice, it's Andrew versus Pete. Each of us has to read out an annoying marketing habit wrote by the other person, and our contender has to decide which is worst. Inspired by our current champion, Jay Akunzo, the loser gets squirted in the face.
Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, come on, Pete.
So what has Andrew wrote for me? Oh, okay. My name is Pete, and I love pointing out misspelt tweets in public. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't you just hate those guys? Don't you just hate those guys? They deserve to be squirted. All right.
But hopefully not as much as...
What have I got? All right. Hello, my name is Andrew. And I like to complain if you don't reply to me straight away on social media.
Oh, that one's... Yeah, that one's way more annoying than people Yeah, I just tweeted you. And I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, you know how many tweets I get?
I thought we were getting out swimmingly.
It's like that sense of entitlement. I don't care if people correct my spelling as much. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Well, cheers, Tim.
I suddenly like you so much more. This is great. All right, we're ready. Three, two, one.
He's got glasses on. It's like shields.
Yeah, it is shields, but now I literally just kind of... Oh, that was in the ear.
There you go.
That was right in the ear. Okay, I can't hear for the rest of this now.
I get him twice. Well done, Tim. You successfully chose the right person to get squared.
That's right.
Now it's time for the quickest marketing tip of the week, starring our amazing guest expert, Jan Herman.
Use Instagram business profiles.
And that was the quickest marketing tip from our guest expert of the week.
Killer questions.
This is the part of the show where the tables get turned and we get asked the questions. We don't know what's coming up, so it could be fun. It could be value-packed. It could be a little bit saucy. Who knows? Andrew, are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm sweating.
You sweat? I can tell.
Can you tell? Yeah. Give me a sniff.
All right, let's hear the first question.
Hey guys, it's Christine Gritman. I help small businesses with social media in and around Nyack, New York. And you guys must be some sort of special content creating androids or something, because I have no idea how you find the time to create so much valuable content and yet also do the things that make you guys actual money. So my question is, how do you find the time to do it all?
That is correct. We are androids. Okay, just kidding. Big shout out to Christine. She is awesome. Christine Gritman. And guys, she is also the proud owner of a 5-foot giant inflatable alien. That's right. And the reason I know this, not because it's really weird, but because because we gave it away in one of our talks in San Diego. She won it. She had to carry it around for the whole day.
She was the most popular person at that conference with that alien.
That's like the best selfie magnet ever.
Yeah, I feel like we should just take those to conferences. Yeah, that is our first bit of wisdom.
Okay, let's answer the question, shall we? So it's a great question. And there's kind of two sides to this. So there's how you deal with the actual work that you do and your services. And then there's how you deal with producing that much content and how you organize yourself with that. So do you want to take that element, Andrew?
The content side. Yeah. So from a content point of view, I think the first thing you need to do is just have a bit of a mindset shift around, yeah, the content isn't making money right now, but the point of creating this content is to make more money in the future. So you do have to actually prioritize creating something every single week. Yeah, so we've got that kind of mindset already. So it's not a case of just kind of fitting in content when we can, which I know a lot of people do. It's a case of actually being proactive and knowing exactly when that content is getting done. And it's almost like a meeting we set with ourselves to create our own content. Now, there's different ways people look at creating content for themselves. They might do like a little bit every single day or a little bit a week. What we do is we take out a full day every single week. Every single Tuesday is our content creation day, and we make sure everything that we need to get done gets done on that Tuesday. And that Tuesday is completely kind of broken down into tasks that need to get done to get our content out. So like scripting the video, editing the video, shooting the videos, all the social media stuff that goes around every single week. And we've got those, all those tasks like wrote down on another, on a new line in a spreadsheet. Now, the important part is you need to know how long these should all be taking you every single week. So we've timed these and we've got them down and we know roughly like how long each of these tasks should be taking us. And therefore, if it's doable to get it done in a day or not. And we actually, especially in the early days, we split up our tasks into necessary, so we definitely had to get this done, and then desirable. So if we have time to do these tasks, yeah, let's do them, yeah? Now, once you know exactly how long every single task is going to be taking, that's when you can start doing cool things like looking at what tools can help you speed up some of those tasks or what things should be outsourced first. But just being that process driven and that kind of anal with your time management when it comes to content is the only reason we can get out as much content as we do every single week without fail.
Exactly, because yeah. We're prioritizing it, right? It's our day.
Uh-huh.
Spend a whole day to do everything, and we'll never move that day.
Yes. Like,
if you want to book us out on a Tuesday, you cannot, unless we can shift that whole Tuesday to like a Monday or a Wednesday.
So it might seem like a lot of time, like taking out a full day, but then we do have another 4 days in a working week to actually either make money straight away or do some other things that are going to push the needle.
Exactly. So let's discuss that. So.
Yeah.
When it comes to our services, we're also saving time with that as well. So what we've moved away from is kind of saying, hey, what do you want? And we'll deliver that for you to, hey, we've got this package. Do you want it? Mm-hmm. Right? So that changes things completely because now we don't have to waste time going back and forth and having all these extra long consultations with people to find out how we can work together. And discuss what that looks like. We don't have to write proposals. We don't have to go back and forth with emails and calls about those proposals. It's just literally now people get in touch with us and they say, hey, I want to work with you because I've seen your content and you're amazing. How can I work with you?
Mm-hmm.
And we just literally send them our packages and they will pick and that's it. We'll just book it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. And within that, we've even batched it up. So on a Wednesday, we'll do all of our consulting back to back. So there's no wasting of time spreading out consulting meetings throughout the week.
Yes.
It's all batched up into one day.
And that kind of time when you're doing your client work can be known to the client or not, but it should definitely be known to you. So whenever you take on a new client, you should know how many hours it's going to take you to do that bit of work and have that booked in your diary. Like, don't just take on clients with like an open hour kind of policy where you don't actually know how long it's going to take you to get the job done. Like, know how long, know when it's going to get done, put it in the diary around your content time.
Yeah, so for us, our content creation is actually our number one priority.
Yes.
Like, that comes before anything.
Yes, which is kind of crazy, right? It is kind of crazy. And I think a lot of people would say, well, that's stupid. But it's not, right? Because the content is leading to more sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it. Like, our content does produce more money for us.
Exactly.
So it's not crazy because we know if we miss a week, then we're less likely to get future sales.
More content equals more money.
Yes.
So, boom, get it in the diary and don't move it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the killer question, Christine.
That was great. I hope that answers. Kick us off.
And looking forward to some more of these killer questions.
Pick your poison.
Hey, Carlos Girl, welcome to Pick Your Poison. Here's what you need to know.
In this round, we give our contenders two awful, nightmarish scenarios for their business, and they have to decide which they would rather have.
So the first awful scenario is all of your social media accounts suddenly get deleted. Shock horror. Poison two, before every speaking gig, someone messes up your hair and you are not allowed to fix it.
So I'd say the scenario I'd feel most comfortable with is if all my social media accounts went away.
Uh-huh.
Simply because the name of the game is not just to be noisy and popular in social media, but it's actually to own data, which I like to brag. I've done a pretty good job of doing over the years, building email lists and so forth. So I'd be totally comfortable with all my social media accounts going away tomorrow.
Oh, that is a good answer.
That's a very sensible answer.
Well done. Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the hair now.
Nothing to do with
the hair. leave the hair as it is, okay? That's my superpower right there. In case no one's ever told.
Superpower, not the Snapchat account. Mm-hmm. The hair. Awesome.
This show is brought to you by Atomic. our membership site that teaches business owners like you to do remarkable online marketing. But if you're not a member, you might want to check out our free Backstreet Box. In every episode of this podcast, we're going to add something new into it that you can use to create remarkable content.
And we wanted to kick this off with a bang. So for episode one, we've put in the Backstreet Box a bonus special episode where we asked every single guest what is the best way to create content that stands out. So to get access to that bonus episode and everything else that we're going to be adding into the Backstreet Box, go to backstreetbox.com or click the link in the show notes. Or if you're feeling fancy, go to Facebook Messenger at m.me/AndrewandPete and type Backstreet. And our Facebook bot will send you a special message to get you access.
Everybody, yeah, go down on now. Yeah, everybody, backstreetbox.com. Backstreetbox.com.
Higher or lower? Hey, Janet Murray, welcome to Higher or Lower. These are the rules.
In a game of Higher or Lower, we pit followers against subscribers against likes. How well do our contenders know the followings of top brands, people, and themselves? Guessing correctly wins a point.
Yep, I got it.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to start with one of your followings on Twitter, which is a mightily impressive 24,600 followers. Woo! Amazing. And the question is Newcastle's Brown Ale on Instagram have a higher or lower following than yourself?
I would say lower, because I reckon that Nuki Brown drinkers are probably not on Instagram.
It's also that's an interesting insight. Final answer, lower?
Yeah, lower.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, they only have 4,676 followers on Instagram. So, yeah, well done.
Kiddos.
But what about HuffPost's women's Twitter account? So HuffPost's specific women's Twitter account, does that have a higher or a lower following than Newcastle Brown Ale's Instagram account?
Higher, I would say.
I was just keeping you lingering. Correct. It has 363,000, so quite a lot. Well done. Correct. But does Nike UK's Twitter account have more, higher or lower than 363,000? Nike UK Twitter.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'd say lower.
Lower than 363?
Sorry. Nike UK's Twitter account has 424,000.
I thought people would be more interested in women's issues than trainers. Although,
people in the UK who are interested in trainers, maybe.
All right.
Okay, then. What about Kraft, the manufacturer of Philadelphia cheese? Are you a Philadelphia cheese fan, Janet?
I do like Philly cheese, yeah.
I love Philly cheese.
I can't get enough.
But does it have a higher or a lower Twitter following, Kraft, the manufacturer, than Nike's UK Twitter account?
Human Kraft.
Kraft. Sorry.
Does Kraft have a higher following than Nike?
The Nike. I'd say lower. I'd say people are probably more interested in trainers than Philly cheese.
Correct. It only has 1,479 followers.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask at this stage, what do you like to put with your Philadelphia cheese, though? I like brown.
Twiglets.
I like brown sauce with mine.
Brown sauce. Oh, that is weird.
With what, though? But they're like both dips.
They're just like two sauces.
It's like, what do you like?
Together without anything else?
Yeah, like on a bagel. So like Philadelphia.
Right, on a bagel. Right. Yeah. Kraft has 1,479 followers, but does Pete's my hairdressers on Instagram have a higher following or a lower following than Kraft?
I reckon you're quite a cool guy, and I reckon you go to a hipster hairdressers, I reckon. So I reckon that your hairdresser might have a higher Instagram following than Kraft cheese.
It's very close, but it is just lower. It goes to Tony and Guy Gosford and they have 951 followers on Instagram. You need to give them some advice while you're in there getting a haircut.
I literally do talk about that with them sometimes, but I'm talking with the hairdresser, not the manager. You know, just never happens.
You need to like get your haircut by the owner.
But her personal Instagram account's blowing up, so yeah.
Well, that's what we should have done. Beach hairdressers to trick out. You got three there correct, Janet. So well done.
Congratulations.
Guys, if you're enjoying this show, please go and check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AndrewandPeteTV for more marketing entertainment. Welcome, Ian Cleary, to Blankety Tweet. Here's how we play.
In this round, we've gone way back in the Twitter time machine to find tweets that our contenders have all but forgotten about. But do they know what word or phrase we've blanked out of their own tweets? There's a point per correct answer, so let's find out.
Now, since you're Irish and you're our only Irish contestant this season.
I live in Ireland. I'm not Irish.
Your accent. I don't know if you want it. It's such a wind up.
As Gavorad Malka Bulgarski. I'm originally from Bulgaria.
Oh my God.
Are you actually originally from Bulgaria?
No, I'm Irish.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. You're winding us up so much.
You're not the host.
I used to know some Bulgarian before I went to Bulgaria, and I had to get a document signed in the Bulgarian passport office, and it was Bulgarian document, and I gave it to the girl, and she goes, "We will not sign this because this is Bulgarian. You do not know Bulgarian." And I went, "As govorat malka bulgarski," means I know a little Bulgarian. And she said, "Okay." I said it with conviction, so she says, "Okay."
That's a good get out of jail free card if we're ever in Bulgaria.
I'm gonna try and
it is
that.
Amazing.
This podcast is so
Bulgarian lessons. Now we're doing, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, you can do, if you want to do ridiculous tweets, you can do the Bulgarian ones, and I'll tell you the words that's missing in Bulgarian.
All right, the first tweet. Top of the morning to you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend from Pub. The blank in Ireland.
No. No, what was it?
So close. So close.
That was really determined. Like,
you were.
You believed that.
This was accompanied with a photo.
Oh,
of you
I was in a pub and I was doing
helps.
A presentation. Ooh. Is there a picture?
There is a picture, but there was no presentation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You were pulling a Guinness. So, unless that's like called.
Oh, so I was probably. There was a gang of people over, like Steve Dotto and stuff at one stage, and we went up to the Guinness storehouse. Was pulling Guinness up there, so yeah.
You were close, but yeah, the blank was actually leprechaun.
Leprechaun. Yeah, not a bit Irish, not a bit Irish at all.
It is all Irish themes. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Next one's Guinness then, next one's Guinness.
Next one's potato.
Yeah. All right, the next one comes from the 12th of May, 2017. So not that long ago. And the tweet goes, guess who is asked to video the Irish blank?
Guess who was asked to video the Irish
blank?
The Irish Pole Dancers Association.
Yes.
I wish
that was right.
Yeah.
That would be a great story. Yeah. Is that a story? Should we know
it
this?
Could be.
Did we miss that?
We could
that.
Be, yeah. Yeah, you missed
we typed in
tweets.
Pole dancers.
Yeah, yeah. I delete some of them tweets, you know.
The blank was actually wedding.
Wedding.
Yeah.
You were asked to record an Irish wedding.
Oh, okay. There you go. A friend of mine said, yeah, would I record his wedding? So. But it was very blurry for him because I was going around the video camera and we had a few drinks and stuff and we weren't particularly sober and the camera fell and Guinness fell over the camera.
Tweet.
What?
I feel like we tweeted this.
This is why you don't remember this tweet.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right, okay. Let's try for tweet number three. So this comes from the 4th of August.
I am determined to get this one right. I have this one in the bag, as they say in Ireland.
I feel like this is the easiest one so far.
And I've only sent three tweets in the last year, so this must be the other one.
At a recent talk, somebody said I had an adorable blank. even with my strong Irish accent.
An adorable nose. That person just was, he worked in, it was all facial stuff. They used to do plastic surgery and stuff. And they said that my nose was one of the best noses, they're saying. And they said, wow. We're going to tweet it. I was tweeting it, you know, so.
Despite your strong Irish accent, I think your nose is quite adorable.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
He's saying there's like plastic in Cleary nose all over, like the hills of LA. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this? Yeah. So I got that one right.
No.
Unfortunately.
No. Okay.
British accent.
Oh.
Someone said you had an adorable British accent.
Yeah. I think it's quite British. Do you not think so?
It's, well, I've just convinced Pete that you don't live in the UK. So maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Tweet number 4. This was a reply to Peg Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that tweet. It was a complete accident. I didn't think it was Peg, and I completely misinterpreted what you said, and I apologized to her, and we've made up since then.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Thanks, Peg. I'm in a blank in Ireland for an event. All good. This is after you apologized.
I think I was in a bath. It was a swimming pool convention that I was speaking at, and they had these small bath-like pools because there was no room for big swim pools. So I was in a bath when I sent that, yeah.
Your stories are so convincing, but it's not what we're looking for.
Isn't it? Oh.
Good, but it's not the correct answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The word we're looking for is castle.
Castle.
We're in a castle in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The next one, 16th of January, 2018.
Okay. We got this one.
Yes, I'm mostly blank and half Irish.
It's not Bulgarian.
I'm mostly British. No. No. No.
Close.
I'm from the United Kingdom. One more.
Only one more. Come on.
Okay.
Really.
I'm mostly
blank and half Irish.
I'm mostly and half Irish. I have no idea. It gives a clue.
Another nationality.
So I'm most American.
Yeah.
We got a point.
Cool.
Well, you did really well on that round, Ian. Yeah,
I was pretty close, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think you should give me 2 for effort.
This round is hard.
Give me 2 for effort.
Well, back to bribery.
The slow fire round. In the slow fire round, we slow things down a notch and dig a little deeper. We've got some questions for our contenders, but there's a twist. We're also going to be giving them some swap words that they must swap out with every single answer. Say the wrong word and it's a minus point.
Okay, Sue, welcome to the slow fire round. Could you please introduce yourself and tell all of our lovely listeners why you rock?
I'm Sue B. Zimmerman, and I am obsessed with teaching Instagram marketing, visual storytelling, and honestly helping other small businesses really excel through virtual trainings, mentorship groups, and personalized coaching.
Awesome.
I love it. So we're going to jump into the questions now, but the first word that you are not allowed to say for the rest of this round is marketing. And instead of saying marketing, you have to say rainbows.
Okay.
So question number 1, what part of your content marketing strategy has had the biggest impact?
My rainbow strategy has been publishing blogs on our website and emailing that blog to our list once a week on average, and having them share it or comment on the blog before sharing it on social media. And after the blog has been published, I then share it on Instagram, the Instagram expert, as I did today. And this blog post is all about how to do captions and descriptions on Instagram. And so after it's published on our business page, I then do stories to get more eyeballs to that post, more engagement, more. In fact, you guys, what are you doing? Go double tap and comment right now. And then I go live. I announce in my stories when I'm going to go live, and I talk about and promote and rainbow that content.
I love that. That's great. I love how you just kind of squeeze every last drop out of it. We see so many people creating content, and I think the hard work is done.
Oh my gosh, it's promoting it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The key is in the promotion.
I love the tip of sending it to your list first to get the comments before social.
Because it's your warm list and your warm leads, and they're more likely to share, comment, and engage.
Nice. Yeah. And you're more likely to get comments if other people have already commented.
Commented, right. Just starting the comment thread. Whoever's first is the leader in that pack. But also, I believe there's so much magic and juice in the comment threads on everything, whether it's a blog or an Instagram post, because the people that are commenting are probably like-minded business owners that you, the commenter, could connect with and learn from and grow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love it.
Okay. You're doing really well here. So we've got the one swap word, marketing is now rainbows. The second swap word for the second question is creating. So if you say the word creating, the swap word is now blow drying.
Oh, perfect. I just had a blow dry.
So we got rainbows and blow drying. All right. Great. So the second question, how do you avoid overwhelm when marketing to your business?
I go get a blow dry when I need to. Take away overwhelm.
That's a swap word.
I honestly step away. I just step away and go for a walk, because I live in the city, downtown Boston. There's always something going on. Mm-hmm. On the streets, and often it's that white space, the blue sky, the noise, the music, the hustle bustle of a city that just clears my mind, but also just gives me ideas around content and the way that people interact, even in person, and habits. I just watch people's habits, and that helps a lot.
Nice. So how often are you taking that time out? Is that a week?
Oh, two or three times a day. So my calendar is completely booked. I have a team that manages my every move and reminds me. Notifications are turned on. And I have a VA, an executive assistant who really controls my calendar and organizes my day-to-day so that I'm the most productive, knowing that I like to walk Cody, I like to work out, I need downtime. Everyone needs downtime. People just don't take it. I'm standing more than I'm sitting. I have a standing desk now, which is huge. The habits of a successful entrepreneur, really, I think everyone's biggest struggle is stepping away. Step away. Go get a blow dry. Step away.
I love that. I feel like whenever we've got to hang out in person as well, we've always been really impressed with how on it you actually are. Like, If there's a room of people, Sue is the one that is darting around the place, making sure you don't miss anything.
are you specifically recalling when I saw you guys having breakfast at Social Media Marketing World and I was on a call, and then I'm like, I'm listening on a call, but I saw you guys. I'm like, selfie time.
That moment summed the whole thing up perfectly.
Yeah, you're like Instagram story and taking notes, saying hi to us on a call all at the same time.
And you know what? We weren't even surprised by that point. No. We kind of expected it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean,
why
you know, most
also jiggling. I mean, come on.
Yeah, most entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, say shut the shit down and focus on one thing. My brain can handle more than one thing. Some people can't. I say do the thing your brain can do well, and don't compare yourself to what other people say you should or shouldn't do. I know when I need to be deep in thought on a project versus I can handle taking a selfie and saying hi to someone while I'm on a call.
I love it. Right. Okay. Yeah, third and final question. You are doing well here. So your new swap word is Instagram. You are no longer allowed to say Instagram. Instead, you must say Mr. Cody.
Cool.
And the question is, when it comes to your own marketing, what are you working on right now?
We are working on creating social media classes, micro content. And some of them are related to Mr. Cody. And some of them are just, all of them are pretty much related. Let me just take a step back and say, I have this analogy about Mr. Cody now, which is that Mr. Cody is now a village, and there are neighborhoods in Mr. Cody's village, and there's other dogs that just love Mr. Cody. downtown Boston here. So I believe there's different nuances in each aspect of these neighborhoods. And so we are trying to create content, and I like to call it micro content because I believe that people cannot consume a lot of information at once. And they need a small win to get to the big win. And we've had great success with our social media classes. So we're creating more classes that we can teach online, specifically around Mr. Cody, and help people have more success.
Nice. All right, Sue. Thank you so much for playing the slow fire round. Can you just tell everyone listening where they can find out more about you and all the cool stuff you're up to?
Sure. So I'm one of those lucky people that has my name everywhere. Sue B. Zimmerman, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and on my website. You guys go to my website. Be sure to download my free Instagram guide. I have that there. I also have 3 days to better business habits on there. We have two different opt-ins because I do attract two different audiences, and you want to always segment those audiences to be able to communicate to them the way they want to be communicated to. And I would love for each one of you to come over to Instagram, either at Sue B. Zimmerman, my personal account, or my business account, The Instagram Expert, and let me know in the comments that you heard this interview, that you liked the interview. Well, at least tell me one thing that you liked or learned from listening in. And please make sure that you at mention Andrew and Pete.
Nice.
Awesome. Get on it, everybody. All right. Thank you for playing the slow fire round.
Woo-hoo. You are so welcome.
Hello, this is Ant from Abrupt Audio. We helped Andrew and Pete make this show. But before we came along, it sounded like this. Spot the difference? With us? Without us? With us?
Oh, yeah!
Without us?
Yeah!
If you'd like to work with us, you can find us on Twitter at Abrupt Audio. If not, good luck. Woo.
Wrong answers.
Hello, Mari, like Ferrari. Welcome to Wrong Answers. Here's how we play.
In Wrong Answers, we're going to ask our contenders some quick fire questions that they should know the answers to. But in order to score a point, they actually have to answer the questions wrong. They have 30 seconds to get as many wrong answers as possible, and points are given for each wrong answer.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Spell your second name.
S-T-H-M-I.
Do you put on a fake accent?
Yes.
How many times have you been hired as an official bagpipe player?
13.
Do you have an official crown for being the Facebook queen?
No.
Every morning, do you eat haggis with maple syrup?
Yes.
What is Facebook?
I'm not sure.
Time! You were doing well.
You were doing really well.
So do you actually have an official crown for being Facebook queen?
No.
That one right.
Yeah, right. That counts.
I was like really disappointed. I was like, oh my God, she actually has a crown. We got 5 wrong answers then, Larry.
How do you know?
We just counted them.
I have haggis with maple syrup every morning.
Hey guys, it's Pete here. If you're enjoying this, let us know. come on over to m.me/AndrewandPete and drop us a message.
Tool, don't drool. Mike, this is Tool, don't drool, and this is how it works.
Tool, don't drool is a round where our contenders tell us their favorite marketing tool of the moment and why. But they have to do it with a mouthful of water. 5 points are on offer if they manage to tell us their favorite tool, but there's a huge whopping -5 points for any swallowing, dribbling, or drooling.
No, man. I thought you were going to forget about, yeah, I've seen this last season. I was hoping. Like, this has been, we've been recording a lot of segments here. Maybe they're just not doing the water one this time.
This is like our favorite segment last year, so this one had to stay.
This one killed us.
Okay.
Almost killed the cast last year, so I'll have to kill someone properly this year.
Yeah. Our lawyers say be careful.
Okay.
And
we're not to blame.
Yeah. Take your mouthful.
I wish I brought a smaller glass here. That's
the biggest glass I've ever
seen. It is a gigantic glass. Yeah.
You don't have to put all of it.
I thought I was so clever getting this glass.
All right. Okay. Do you have a mouthful?
Okay, you've got a mouthful.
Okay, Mike. What is your favorite tool of the moment and why?
Bonjoro.
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 Yeah, and why?
Because it allows us to have a personal touch.
It's so close.
With our members. I'm not it. That was it.
That's amazing. Bonjoro.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us so what funny. Bonjoro does.
It's a tool that lets you send short personal videos to anyone, to people on email list, to our members, which is what we usually use it for. So it's just a real snappy, real quick and easy way of just of getting this little personal message on a video and getting it sent to them via email. Obviously it's not marketing from like an acquisition point of view, but you know, with memberships, the real marketing is done after you've got them signed up, after the sale, because you know, you're essentially having to make a sale and retain a sale each and every month. So it's a retention game. So for that purpose, for marketing after the sale, Bonjoro is great. You know, when you've got a membership that's got hundreds or thousands of members, that you, it's really, it gets harder and harder to keep like a personal connection or to have that personal touch when you're scaling a one to many type of business. So Bonjoro is just great for being able to just make that little bit of one-on-one connection with people. And we use it for welcoming new members. So it's not just pre-recorded videos. Like we'll record a quick, like 30 seconds. Hey, we just saw you join. Thanks for joining. See that you're over in Dallas. How's the weather over there? You know, something just that shows that we paid attention.
That's nice.
And it goes down great. It works really well for us for retention. And it's good for like celebrating achievements, celebrating milestones if somebody's like just hit their 1 year anniversary. It goes a long, long way, that kind of personal touch, especially these days. There's so much dehumanization of marketing. Anything that you can do at scale to bring that back in is going to go a long way. So yeah, Bonjoro, we just moved there from, there's a similar tool called Bomb Bomb. So that's like exploding bomb times two, bombbomb.com. Kind of similar, but Bonjoro is a bit slicker and a bit fancier.
Nice. All right. Nice. Check it out, guys. So Bonjoro. And well done, Mike.
Thank you.
5 points for two.
Get in. I've got a feeling I've got to like,
oh, for Pete's sake.
Mark Osquith, let's see if you can save Pete, because this is for Pete's sake. Here's how it goes down.
In episode 10, Pete, i.e. me, is going to read the final scores from a freezing cold bath of ice cubes. However, in this round, each contender has a chance to save me from one of the bags of ice by answering 5 quickfire questions correctly. They get a point per question, but have to get all questions right for Pete's sake.
High stakes, Pete. Ooh.
I've got high hopes for you, Mark. I feel like you're going to nail this and get all 5 right.
Well, you know.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name a type of hat.
Bowler.
What letter comes after C in the alphabet?
D.
Complete the name of the marketing duo, Andrew and...
P.
Pete.
Carrots, oranges, and David Dickinson are predominantly what color?
Orange.
And what is the collective age of men who have walked on the moon at the time they walked on the moon?
Oh, this is definitely as easy as the last one. Definitely as easy as the last question. I'm going to say 384.
Oh, so close. 472.
Oh, Peter, buddy, I'm so sorry.
No.
I know. It was on the tip of my tongue.
For Pete's sake, let's just go to the scores. If you've enjoyed this show, please leave it a 5-star review in whatever app you get your podcasts from, and we will love you forever. Andrew, what's the scoreboard look like?
Well, after episode 1P, we have Subi Zimmerman currently at the bottom with a minus 1 point.
Already?
Although, to be fair, she couldn't really score any points in that episode. Okay. Then we have Jen Herman, Andrea Ball, Tim Schmoyer, and Carlos Gill currently tie-in with a grand total of 0 points. Uh-huh. We have Ian Cleary on 1 point, Janet Murray on 3 points, Mark Asquith on 4 points, and after episode 1, Mari Smith and Mike Morrison join top of the leaderboard with 5 points apiece.
Ooh. Wow, well, it's all to play for. That was only episode 1. Things are going to hot up from your head to your toe. That was the Andrew and Pete show.